Hey, what's up? It's Jay Biga. Okay, this happened to me this morning, and I'm scarred for life. I swear to God, it's the most disgusting thing that's ever happened to any person on Earth, okay? And I had just, you know, like, gotten out of the shower, so I was going commando, to say the least, and toweling off my bod, and I'm, like, walking out of the shower, and I've seen this black spot on my bed. And I leaned over, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I swear to God, this was the largest, most ferocious, scariest, most aggressive cockroach you've ever seen. Just cold kicking it right there on my bed, like he owned the whole place. Like, the cockroach was about to say, yo, dude, you should really put on some pants because I don't want to be looking at your naked ass while I'm sitting on my bed. But no, that's not his bed. He's not even supposed to be in my place. It's my place. And the cockroach was just right there, dude. And I knew because I stepped out and he turned and he looked at me like dead in the eye as if to say, if you don't squish me now, punk, I'm going to get lost in your sheets. So I knew I had one opportunity to kill this roach, man. Just one opportunity. And I knew as soon as I took a swing at him, he'd be like the hardest thing to catch on earth, man. So I knelt down with my naked butt and I took my hand. I didn't have like a shoe or anything, dude. So I'm like, I gotta squish him. And we met eye to eye, dude, me and this roach. And I leaned down real slow. And I slapped him, dude. And that's when all hell broke loose, dude. And I'm not even exaggerating. 4 to 6 ounces of the most disgusting green ooze sprayed all over my face, nose, and mouth, dude. If you've ever had roach guts, projectile squirted from the body of a squished roach onto your face, it's not a pleasant experience, dude. And you know that feeling you get in the back of your spine when something really gross, like gross beyond belief, happens? Like a combination of barfing and, like, the chills. Like, you get the willies, like the ickies. Ugh, dude, I couldn't believe it. And the taste. Oh, you don't want to taste cockroach. Blah. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, and I, like, didn't want to move my mouth because I thought it would rub it into my eyeball, and, like, I didn't want to move my, so I ran into the bathroom. I took the towel, and I was, like, wiping this crap off my face, dude, and I'm like, wow, like, about to puke. Finally got it, like, washed out of my teeth and mouth and nose, and then I'm like, oh, fuck. So I went back into my bedroom, and guess what? The roach was gone. He walked it off. He walked it off. And to this day, I haven't found him. I mean, I spent like 20, 30 minutes looking for him, man. My house is now haunted by the ghost of Roach's past. He's there. He's out there somewhere. A gutless, hollow shell of a roach haunting my pad. Oh, what could be more disturbing? I even know how he tastes. I want him so bad. I can taste it. Anyways, that is a true story, dude, and that is just disgusting. But today is a really, really big day because my album dropped today. Everybody go on jbigga.com. You can download the track number 8 for free off this podcast right here. It's called Puppies. And I love you, and I hope this horrible story teaches you a lesson. Don't squish roaches with your hand unless you have a face mask. I love ya. Mwah.